Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about why I moved to London and why I love this city so much. So I've been in London for a bit over a year now. Before I made the move to London, I was living in Granada, Spain. While Granada is a beautiful city with great culture and food, I felt like I had outgrown it. My job was limiting me, and my social life consisted of going out for drinks and tapas to the usual places, which was fun, but not fulfilling. I felt comfortable in Granada. That's where my parents live. I knew every corner of the city, but I wanted a new challenge. I wanted to be a fish in a bigger pond. So I decided to move to London with not much of a plan, but I felt like I needed it for my growth. Since Brexit, EU nationals are required to have additional work permits here in Britain. And because I already had that permit, it made the whole admin side a lot easier. But it was still a difficult decision. I did not know what to expect, and London looked scarily big and expensive. However, London was a perfect choice for me. When I was living in Sydney, I already had grown to enjoy the hustle and bustle of bigger cities. Big cities offer so many growth opportunities, and you can find your place and your tribe easily. I love the diversity and the energy of London. There's always something new here to explore. One of the things I love most about London is the abundance of events and activities available. For those who know me well, I'm a bit of a finance freak, and those events are plenty here. There are also lots of self-development workshops. I have been to talks from inspiring individuals such as Jay Shetty, Stephen Bartlett, and Robin Sharma. There's always something going on here. I also love going to musicals, and the West End show variety here is amazing. Another aspect of London that I appreciate is the anonymity it offers. You can truly be yourself here without fear of judgment. You can just go to Sainsbury's wearing your pajamas. You can wear whatever you like and do whatever you like. No one cares. And let's not forget about cycling in London. Despite a frequent rain, it is a fantastic way to explore the city and to stay active. I cycle every day, and that helped me to get to know the city much better. I live in Zone 2, and cycling around Zone 1 and 2 is quite comfortable. Also, the city feels smaller when you cycle. It gets you to places faster and saves you lots of money. Another aspect about London is that it is full of opportunities. If you would like to develop your career, this is truly a place for you. Also, in terms of side hustling, London offers a great variety of different jobs. From working in sports events, concerts to hospitality, London is a great place to get some side hustles if you have no qualifications but are willing to make that extra pound. A fun fact, so when I first arrived, I did not want to spend any time without working. So I had to serve tea to Theresa May and David Cameron in an event near Westminster. And I also worked at the Buckingham Palace for the King's Garden parties. So although I might not see myself in London for the rest of my life, it is a great part of the world with so much going on where I can grow so much more, realize my dreams, and be surrounded by people who would push me forward. In conclusion, London is a city that offers limitless opportunities for personal growth and development. If you're looking for a new challenge and a place where you can truly be yourself, I highly recommend giving London a try. And who knows, you might just fall in love with this city like I have. I hope that these reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, every step you take brings you closer to wealth and success. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.